Hello, welcome everyone. We'd like to thank you for joining us today for the May IT Showcase webinar. Today we're going to talk about how Microsoft IT manages print. Our IT Showcase webinars are hosted monthly by IT subject matter experts, and we dive deep into some of our most highly requested topics. We're pleased to see so many of our IT Pro customers from around the globe on the call, and hope that this will be a valuable session for all of you. Today, I'm going to go ahead and introduce myself, and we'll talk about the topics that we'll cover in our presentation. My name is Catherine Korski. I am the Print Service Manager for Microsoft IT. I've been with Microsoft just over a year, and prior to that, I spent several years in the print industry, working for a major print OEM in the topics of software testing and program management and product planning. And I'll be joined by my colleague, Trong Huan, who is a print service engineer, and I'll introduce him in just a moment. Today we're going to talk about our print environment, how we manage print today at Microsoft. We'll take your questions and respond to how we could help you with your print questions and give you some additional details and clarifications about how we manage print today, and encourage you to take advantage of more of our Microsoft IT Showcase courses and content. So I've told you about myself, and now I'll give Trong an opportunity to introduce himself.
Hi everybody, my name is Trong Huan. I am Senior IT Service Engineering. I work at Microsoft for over 20 years, working with printing over 25 years. I manage on the print server at Microsoft and working with Microsoft Brothers Group on DOFUC program for prints for many years back from the day from Windows 95 to Windows 2000 until now we moved to Windows 2012 R2. And so just quick introduce myself, and we love to share with you what our best practice on printing. I love printing and how Microsoft MS IT we deploy printing on our internal. Thank you.
Great, thank you. And you'll be hearing more from Trong as he dives into the details about how we've deployed print here at Microsoft. All right, so our agenda today, we'll talk a bit about the environment and some of the unique things that we've done to manage print here at Microsoft. We'll talk about some of the migrations that we've done, specifically from Server 2008 R2 to Server 2012 R2. We'll talk about the deployment and migration considerations, the tools that we managed to use to manage the print servers, and as well as the print driver domain, how we manage print drivers, choices that we make, and I'll talk to you about some of the features that we really enjoy with Server 2012 R2. We'll have a full hour plan for you, but we'll also be glad to take any questions that you may have. So thanks again for joining us. Here's a few stats about our print environment. I won't cover all of them. I'll let you take a look at some of them and read that for yourself. But there's a few that are particularly intriguing that I'd like to call your attention to. One is our user per printer ratio. We enjoy a phenomenal rate of 137 users per printer. And the reason that this is so we're so proud of this statistic is the industry average is typically 15 to 20 users per printer. And a couple years ago, we were at about 40 to 50 users per printer. With some changes that we introduced, and I'll talk about that in a couple of minutes, we were able to see that increase to a really, really healthy, fantastic ratio of 137 users. So we'll talk more about how we actually accomplished that. It's certainly a unique aspect of our print environment. You'll also notice today that we have about 150 print servers in our environment, but we used to have far many more than that. So Trong, before we moved to Server 2012 R2, how many print servers were you managing at that time?
Usually we have like over like 400 VM server around the world. And at that moment, we have over like 12 server. But after we move from Windows 2008 R to we move to Windows 2012, we cut more than half of the Win server. It saved a lot of money for data center, and also easy to manage, more centralized.
Well, that's excellent. And you'll hear more about how we accomplished that too, and the great benefits that Server 2012 R2 enabled us to achieve with managing print and reducing our print servers. That's great. Thanks, Trung.
Welcome.
So next we'll talk about how we managed to achieve the reduction of print in our environment. One of the things that we were able to do was to introduce a one printer per floor strategy. So what we did for each of our buildings where we had a good central location, we reduced the number of printers on each floor to just one in a central location, like a copy room, for example, that was in the middle of the floor. And I'll show you an example of what that looks like in just a second. In order for us to be able to accomplish that, we made some choices about the design that includes high-end printers that are very robust, very reliable, and can handle the increased demand of the print volume that they would be subjected to. And our goal in doing this was not primarily a cost concern, although we certainly have achieved benefits along that line, but instead we were very interested in finding ways to encourage our users to adopt digital tools and work processes that really take advantage of all of the great things that Microsoft offers. And one of the ways that we decided would be an effective strategy to encourage users to move in this direction was to add a forcing function, so to speak. So kind of disrupt the normal practices and cause them to have to take some time to rethink, how do I actually want to manage my own print? And what is really valuable for me to print? In addition to that, there were some practical things that we did in order to eliminate waste in our process too. So we've introduced a feature called Badge Print and Scan. The Badge Print feature allows the jobs from the users to be held at the printer until the user comes to the device to retrieve them. When they walk up to the printer and they'll tap their badge on the card reader, then their job will be released for them. This enables a couple of benefits. First, we can eliminate banner pages from the workflow. We don't need those if there's no need to identify print jobs that are sitting in the copy room for them to pick up. In addition, it eliminates the abandoned jobs that you might see in your own environment can pile up when people forget that they've printed and forget to retrieve their print jobs. It's a real security concern as well, not just for the users who previously might have had to run down to the printer hoping to retrieve their print job before someone might have seen some sensitive data, but in the case of abandoned jobs, if they forgot that they printed something confidential, it becomes a real problem for the company. So we've seen a number of benefits in terms of introducing this new approach. You see some of the stats to the right about the practical ways that we've benefited from this change. We've seen a 36% reduction in print volume and a 25% increase in scan-to-email transactions. The badge scan feature that I mentioned allows users to very easily authenticate at the device and be able to very quickly, with just a couple of touches, perform a scan job. So that convenience factor has been enormous in encouraging our users to make use of that digital function in the multifunction printers. So we're really, really excited about the accomplishments that we've made there. And all of these things have really great benefits for the environment too. And there's a few stats here in terms of reduction of carbon footprint. And what's really interesting here is that this is these environmental savings that we're quoting is just related to the reduction of paper usage. It doesn't even incorporate the additional savings that we've been able to achieve from the reduction of the actual printers and the reduced electricity associated with the elimination of over 600 printers in just the Puget Sound alone. So we're really, really excited about that. And I do see that there is a question about the badge print feature. This was a custom development project. There were some reasons that we decided to go down that path that made that choice maybe a little bit unique for Microsoft. One of the key considerations that we had to keep in mind was being able to integrate with our dog food program. So you'll hear Trung talk a whole lot more about the dog food program as he talks about our migration from Server 2008 R2 to Server 2012 R2. But we decided to go down the path of custom development so that we could better control that environment and be able to roll out new print features well in advance of the launch of new operating systems. So that was a fundamental reason behind our choice to do custom development. My recommendation would be take a look at all of the options that are available to you. There's a lot available through the print OEMs themselves. There's a lot available through third-party software solution providers. I would encourage you, of course, make sure that they're compatible with the latest versions of the operating system, making sure that they stay current and relevant to be able to support any OS migration plans that you might have. In addition, keep in mind security considerations when taking a look at various solutions. Another big point that Trung and I had in mind when we looked at implementation of the solution was being able to integrate with the card reader that was selected in the Microsoft environment. Some of the solutions that are available make use of a generic card reader solution, and you don't have the benefit of being able to read encrypted data on chips, for example, in the badge, that can introduce security vulnerabilities. So those would be a couple of the things that I would recommend that when you're looking at a similar solution, you might want to keep in mind. So with that, I'll show you an example of how the one printer per floor picture changed literally in the Microsoft environment. We typically had four devices on each floor. We had two large A3 MFPs, and one would we'd have at least one black and white device, and it would frequently be supplemented by a color device. All right. And then on each of the wings, we would have a smaller MFP. This might be an A4 MFP as an example. When we moved to the one printer per floor strategy, now instead we just have the high-end MFP that's centrally located. You might ask, what happens if that device goes down? What do you do to allow the users to be able to continue to print? We do supplement each of these devices with a spare printer. We refer to it in our Puget Sound deployment as a hot swap device. And this printer can be brought online if the primary device is down for repairs. The strategy that we use is at least one of these printers is available in each building. And for some of our larger buildings, a multi-floor building, we'd have a ratio of one spare printer for three floors in the building. And if it's a taller building, then we would have it one for every five floors. And this has been really effective to enable us to achieve really high device availability metrics and enable us to maintain strong user satisfaction scores as well. So we're really thrilled about the changes that we've made here. And our users have been really thrilled too, because they appreciate the added security and of the badge print capabilities and the convenience of badge scan. So This is how we were able to achieve 137 users to one printer. With that, I'll move on to the next portion of our presentation. There's a question about how many end users per floor does this represent. This is a fairly typical floor plan, and in fact, the building that we're in today has a pretty similar floor layout. And I would say in this building, we're actually probably exceeding 137 users on each floor. These floors have about 200 to 250 users, right?
Yeah, each floor in Microsoft Redmond, we have from 200 users to 300 users. That's the average.
Yeah. So we're actually ahead of that metric here. We do have some smaller buildings or smaller floors, especially in some of the taller buildings where that ratio is going to be a little smaller, and that's what leads to that average of 137. Great. Thank you for the questions. It really is great to have this participation, so thanks. Keep sending them in. We'll move in now to the technical aspect of how we moved to Server 2012, and Trung will take us through that. He'll share with us several tips and tricks and things that he learned as we went through this migration.
So on this subject, I'd like to share with you about why we move MSIT, we move from Windows 2008 R2 to Windows 2012 R2. We're talking about a little bit about why the future we will implement on Windows 2012 R2 for prints. Also, I share with you about the server deployment and migration, and also share with you about Win Server tune, what type of tune we use when we do beta output. And we're talking about like driver, how we manage the Win driver. So this area will be like impact our end user, and also will reduce the number of help desk call when we have the right planning. When migration from Windows 2008 R2 to Windows 2012 print server. So on Windows 2012 R2, Microsoft we add some feature like the new V4 class driver, and also we add the best like feature, I love it, that we call like RAND Office Direct Printing, and also on the server they don't do rendering on the server, they will do rendering on the client side. So these are future will benefit for our end user, also for our customer when they migration from Windows 2008 R2 to Windows 2012 R2. These future will be the selling point for when we discuss with share the best practice with our customer. I just give you a little bit on the structuring comparison between like Windows 2008 R2 with Windows 2012 R2. The future when we move to Windows 2012 R2 clustering, the future like line migration is very, very easy, fast to do line migration, and also it can support like higher variability printing. So it can handle very long scaling, and we share with the customer about like the performance, and also handle a lot of like job, and also a lot of workload. It's better than Windows 2008 R2, and also the best feature it had on the Windows 2012 R2 clustering is Microsoft we add like the VM monitor tune. You can enable spooler on the clustering when you deployment on the VM on the side. Also the other RIN driver is very, very easy to manage. Better on day when you load the driver, you want to make sure you can replicate from one node to other node. On the Windows 2012 R2, you don't need to worry about that.
Right.
Any question about some of the future?
I think we're good to go to the next one.
Yeah, so talking about like how do we prepare for the print server deployment and migration. So at Microsoft, we always working with our product group for landing, and when we working with MSIT with deployment to our client, we have to look at like what the impact our end user, and also we need to bring the feedback to back to Microsoft Product Group, any bug we find out when we do like beta. So on the beta deployment on the print server, we select like the mid-size print server, less user, maybe around from 1,000 to 5,000 user on the print server. Then after the beta, we provide feedback, bug on application. Then when we continue to working on the RC, that after the beta release, we move to RC build, and we go hire friends Win server. That server might be 10,000 end user. So the area we try to minimize the impact our client and help that call. When we are ready for RTM, re-RTM, we will deploy in the highest Win server. And after the RTM release, we will deployment on the Spin server. We're talking about like how do we, what the tool we use when we do like for migration. The tool we use that usually we use like PMC, that's the Ring Management Console. The Ring Management, Ring Management Console, that's very, very, I like the tool because easy to do backup and restore the Spinser, Ring skill, also Ring driver. When we, before we deploy, we have to testing, make sure yet when we do like backup and restore, we don't lose any Ring driver, any Ring queue on our test server. And also we use the PowerShell to run the script to release like when we move from V3 away and we use the new V4 Ring driver.
Great.
So I share with you a little bit about like what the hardware requirement for the Windows Server 2012 R2. It's basically we use the server work recommended by Microsoft Data Center. Basically like the use like Intel dual processor from 12 to 24 processor. Memory we can use from 16 gigabyte to 64 gigabyte, and the space maybe minimal like 100 gigabyte for the OS, and also we use a like spooler dedicated on the D drive, maybe 20 gigabyte. We have to do a lot of validation tests before we deploy the server to our production server. So on the test server, we will test the Windows 8.1, also Windows 7. We have to test in both 32 and 64-bit Ring driver, and also we have to test in with on Microsoft Office, i.e. Any app like PDF, i.e. we want to make sure when user printing, when we deploy the beta, the RTM, we don't have the problem. And also if we find a problem from application, we go back to working to fit the bug on Office 2013, maybe with IE team. We have to test in the V3 driver, that the V3 driver that new for Windows 2008 R2. Before we move to Windows 2012 R2, we will release it by V4 driver. We have to test both driver because some of the customer, they like to keep the V3 driver. And also we will test in like the new feature like RAN Office Direct printing. And I will discuss more this why we love this feature. And we will test in like enhanced pointing. And the future will be provide support like ROS architecture. It doesn't matter with 32 or 64-bit architecture. One driver will work for both. And we also to do like backup and restore on the tool to make sure Ring queue and Ring driver will be function correctly. We test like we do one testing on the high scalable. We do like 1,370 Ring queue for one server. When we do some testing, we want to maximize to see how the server can scalable, reliable if we have a lot of Ring queue, Ring driver, and also the workload. So this area we want to make sure the migration if we're working 100% when we do migration from Windows 2008 R2 to Windows 2012 R2.
Great. And Trung, we do have a question. There's a question about does PMC replace print BRM?
We use both. I use both print PRM, also PMC. PMC is so easy to use. That depends on if you migration from Windows 2008, some of the customer we recommend them to use like print PRM. Because like some of the version like Ring driver and also the packet when you backup, it go like over like 3 gigabyte. Some the pre-zone it don't work, especially PMC. You have to use a print BRM.
Great. Yep. Thank you. Thanks for that insight. All right.
So to share with you a little bit like how we do how do some there are some tips usually I share with many IT consultants when they asking me how do you what the tip when you do migration. Most of the customer they use like third party port monitor. Before we do like migration, we have to make sure they use standard TCP port monitor. The reason because the PMC don't work, it don't migrate like when you set up like third party port monitor, it you cannot back up the ring queue. So the area will be you just need to go to the queue to remove the third party port monitor and replace it by the standard TCP port. Then you have to port big thing when I experience when I see that some of the older server they have many port for many year user they never delete the port. So when you do remuneration, you make sure you check like the port unused, just delete on the port because it make the system will be clear when you do backup and restore. Because if you keep a lot of port unused, it make the system restore very very slow. That's why that the tip usually I see that when we have on the Ring server, it the restore it takes longer time. Any Ring driver when we do migration, we remove like some HP universal Ring driver, Xerox universal Ring driver, global Ring driver from Flashmark. We if you do migrate to clustering, you make sure you remove the global a universal Ring driver because the Ring driver if it slow down on the restore and sometimes causing the stop the spooler when we try to migrate. So they are like customer outside they will challenge us and we give them the tip to remove the global universal Ring driver. We fit that problem. And also some of the printer they included like web service device a port, but sometimes it's not working well when you do remuneration. You just remove that again that to TCP ports. So the area like I said with you is they are like user when they migration from Windows 2008 R2 to Windows 2012 R2, they need to review that before they migrate. Microsoft sometimes we use some tool we use PMC and also we have the tool we can monitor the Ring server. We know how many client connect to our Ring server. We use that tool when we do Ring performance. Before we move from Windows 2008 R2 to Windows 2010 R2, we want to see what the percentage performance in RE when with the new OS system. And we see Windows 2010 R2, the server is very, very scalar, better than Windows 2008 R2. And also at Microsoft, we publish on the PinQ on AD. The reason because on the PinQ must to public on AD because it provide the user a better experience when user move from building to building. When they need to find the printer, they just use like search printer based on the Windows 7, Windows 8, Windows 8.1. They can find the printer at their location. So the public the printer on AD, it will benefit for our end user. And also we use like PMC tool, we can monitor the printer queue on the print server. You can monitor the print queue. If the paper jam, some printer offline, you can contact like the help desk, let them fix up. So these are the tool. It's very very useful for every day. Any IT, you can bring PMC to remote to manage your print server when you travel. And also we share with you in Microsoft. We have to support like Apple and also some of the clinic system. We provide them the workaround on the Apple. They have to use like the host name or IP address when they want to print to the Windows Ring server. They have to use the host name. They cannot use the print queue. But we provide support for Apple at Microsoft too.
Great.
So to give you some compare on the what new on the Win future we just discussed. So on the Windows 2010 R2, we implement the new feature V4 Win driver, and also we implement the RAM Office direct printing on the Windows 2010 R2, and also the web service device security printing on 2010 R2, and also we improve on the PowerShell modular. You can use PowerShell to manage when you do remuneration, especially on the driver. So these are like benefit we can convey our customer to move from Windows 2008 R2 to Windows 2010 R2. At Microsoft internal, we have to select what the Win driver when we standard to select the printer to use internal Microsoft. So Microsoft, we MSIT, we select like Xerox and HP, that the two main major vendor to deploy the printer. So we have to work in to define what the Win driver will work in for our Windows 8, Windows 7 Lion, and also Windows 8.1. So we select like we testing PostBIF for the Xerox device and PCL6 for the HP device, and also any color device from the OEM, if they support like SPS, we will select SPS. So the first choice when we select like the Win driver, we will select like inbox like Type 4 Win driver, because the Type 4 Win driver will have the benefit I will discuss more. And also if they don't have the inbox driver, we will select like the non-inbox V4 driver, but the V4 driver must be WeCo certified. And we go through on the testing like line point Win to test on the application. We have to test in some feature like doublet finishing, back printing. We want to make sure on the application will function correctly. And also we want to make sure on the image quality, it will be correct on the IE, printing, PDF. We don't want to see any performance reduce. So talking about like on the, share with you about like on the Windows 2010 R2 V4 Win driver model. The V4 driver is not shared direct from the Win server. So the it's not causing any issue on the Win server when you send application. If the Win driver is not available on the client, then the client they can go to get like the Windows update on the V4 driver on the Windows update anytime when you gonna connect to a Windows update. If you see the new V4 driver, it can download the Bay option. Also in the Windows server, we can use Windows Sub to download the driver, and then we can post it on the green queue so they can distribution to client. Point and Win, enhanced point in that the future we add on the Windows 2010 R2. This future we support like ROS architecture, and also we support like Windows ARM RT, and it we support both like 32 and 64 bit Win driver. So when you load one driver, you don't need to load like two driver back to the old day like Windows 2008 R2. You have to load like 32 bit 64 bit. Right now I only load only one Win driver, then I have everything. It say type for admin, it say type for manage Win driver. That's the benefits.
Great.
Also the V4 Win driver is very, very most OEM they come up with the one model, but they have the series. For example, like Xerox, they have like the model like 7855, 7835, 7845. So they have three model printer. Back to the old day, we have to install like three type, like 32 bit, 64 bit, and we have to install the SID driver. With the V4 driver, I only install only one driver. Then it will work in with multiple series on the device from the OEM. And also the V4 Win driver, it's very small size, it's very fast. And the new V4 driver, they will isolate to each order on the Windows 8.1 or Windows 8 client. Something happened on the Win driver, it cannot count the spooling hand on the client. So therefore, that's the benefit for client side. And also the version 4 we support like Microsoft Windows RT. We're talking about like a front office direct printing. This future, I think that the best future when Microsoft moved from Windows 2008 onto to Windows 2010 onto. This future, basically it will provide redundancy 100% for Windows 8, Lion, Windows 8.1 and Windows 10. Basically like when you able like run Office Direct Printing on the print server, then when the server it go down, the client Windows 8, Windows 8.1, and Windows 10, they can redirect to the printer. So the feature, it provide like 100% of the redundancy and user don't need to call the help desk. And also this feature, when you able is, it will reduce the data network bandwidth by 90% because it don't do rendering on the server side. So that future, when you able, you can do like you can centralize a lot of server from the offside. So this benefit, I think, like the RAN office direct printing, it will provide the best redundancy and also it cut a lot of headache call. It will support the same when we move to Windows 10.
Excellent. So, Trung, do you have recommendations for customers who might be running Windows 7 today in their environment and they are looking at their print server strategy? What would be some of the recommendations that you would have if they're planning to move to Windows 10 in the future?
So, when we discuss with IT Showcase with our external customer, if the environment on the Windows 7 client and also on the Windows 2000 AR2, if they only plan only move to Windows 7 to Windows 8.1, but they keep the Windows 2000 AR2, then my recommendation is they need to move to Windows 2010 R2 because they will take advantage on the new feature like V4 River, RAN Office Direct Printing, client rendering on the side client. So they will they need to move from Windows 7 to Windows 8.1, and maybe future if they move to Windows 10, they can move to Windows 2008 R2, their print server to Windows 2012 R2 print server. So because the architecture is different on the Windows 2008 R2 print server, it's different with the Windows 2012 R2. We made the change on the architecture on the Windows 8.1, the same architecture on the Windows 2010 R2. So if you keep the mixed environment, you don't take any benefit on the RIN driver, also the RAN Office Direct Printing. Because RAN Office Direct Printing only support Windows 8.1.10, but it not, cannot support Windows 7.
Excellent. And you talked a lot about the benefits of the V4 driver. How have you seen that the V4 driver has helped to keep the spooler healthy?
Yes, we at Microsoft Internal at Redmond, our server uptime and spooler uptime is 99.998. We only have 0.002% of the security pack if we need to reboot the Spring server. Because the spooler is always monitoring, and also our clustering, we able like the spooler on the any time when something happened on the spooler, it will get recovered right away. So you never know it. And also we set up like the email alert. It will, when the spooler, for example, if something happened with spooler, it will send you the email alert, it tell you, hey, spooler is down. So you can, you PMC, you can watch in it. But we see our performance on the spooler is very improved, like more scalable. We don't have a lot of issue with when we move to Windows 2010 R2. I can sleep well.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, we deployed Windows 2010 R2 for Microsoft Retail Store about like 120 VM for Microsoft Retail Store.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Great. And at the beginning of the presentation, Trung, we talked about how we were able to reduce the number of print servers in our environment from close to 600 down to 150. Can you talk about how you were able to accomplish that with Server 2012 R2?
Yes. So on the Windows, when we moved from Windows 2008 R2 to Windows 2012 R2, we consolidated from 12 server back to only 5 Win server at Redmond. Each server can handle 20,000 concurrent client connect. Mm. It can handle the job 20,000 job swirler per day. When we set up with our external customer, they very surprised because at Redmond we have 80,000 employees. We have only 5 Win server. And the servers is very scalable compared back to Windows 2008 R2. We have to have 12 Win server, physical Win server. So that right now we move more than half. Same workload, where Microsoft hire more user and we don't have problem. So
that's the
reason why we love Windows 2008 R2 with the brand of it, the Red Printed Able. And something happened on the Win server. The client, they can redirect to the print the queue at the building. So we see the number of helpdesk call work reduce 70% of the call from helpdesk when we move to Windows 8.1 and also Windows 2012 R2.
That's fantastic. Great. Thanks, Trung. And again, I would encourage you, if you have any additional questions, continue to post those in the chat window, and we'll be sure to take advantage of those and answer any questions that you might have. And Trung, a few other questions that come to mind. So as we're thinking about best practices, do you have any recommendations from a security standpoint? We talked about with our badge print and scan capability, making sure that we had good integration with our card reader. What are some of the other tips that you might have?
Yeah, so on the Windows 2012 R2, on the version 4, Microsoft, we add the security, we call PIN. Customer, they can enable the security PIN to release the job. If they don't deploy the back or maybe all the configure solution, they can use the ring driver to enable the security PIN. So they can reduce the number of the paper. If anytime when you set up the printer queue, you enable PIN user, they can enter four digits. When they send a job to the printer, they can enter the PIN number, they can release the job. So the area I think may be better for it cover security, and also it's cover for reduce the number of the paper waste.
That's fantastic. We have another question that came in. And actually, if the person who asked the question could clarify it, that'll be good. I'm not sure which feature they were talking about. Is this a feature that you need to enable? I'm not sure if that was referring to the branch office
Direct printing. Brand Office Direct Printing is continued to implement on the Windows 10. Yes, Brand Office Direct Printing will be continued implement on Windows 10 client and also Windows 10 Win server.
And is, you've answered the second question too. Is it compatible with Windows 10?
Yes.
Great. Excellent. Excellent. So in terms of latency or network latency.
Run off it direct printing. That's correct.
Great, excellent. So in terms of network latency, what are some of the considerations that you keep in mind when designing the print solution for use here in Microsoft?
So with the back to the day when we deploy Windows 2008 R2 Win server at the data center, the bandwidth we see we have to use 1 gigabit NIC card because we want to make sure it can handle more job travel and also more data travel over the bandwidth network. Then we do some capture some network trade. We want to compare when we enable RAN office directing what the data can reduce on the Windows 2010 R2. That's why we see the data travel, it cut back like 90% on the re-server.
Great. Excellent. Is let's see. Trung, as we're thinking about different recommendations for PDLs, for example, PostScript or PCL or XPS, what are some of the considerations that go into your planning for driver deployment? XPS is our standard here.
Yes.
What recommendations would you have for customers that are looking to deploy XPS?
Yes. So the XPS ring driver is basically depend on the OEM. If when you purchase the printer, make sure the printer will support like XPS. If the OEM manufacturing, they implement XPS control on their device. The reason because why the XPS better, because XPS it been very fast on the graphics rendering, and also XPS we implement on the IE, also on Office. So XPS is fast and also easy to manage. All the options like that depend on like environment, like on the OEM. I recommend like if you use Xerox, it's more than like PostScript. If you all like HP, you can go PCLSys. And that depends on application, what application you tie to you. And also when we discuss about on the PDF printing, there's some challenge on the modern app. Modern app it will run slow on the PDF. We're working with Adobe and also Microsoft Reader. We improve the PDF printing on the modern app will be run faster. But back to Windows 8, when we deploy Windows 8, we have some challenge on the PDF on the reader for the modern app. But now Windows 8.1 and Windows 10, we see the improvement, maybe 30% of the speed. So XPS is better for PDF.
Great, excellent. And there's a question about, is the print solution hosted in Azure or on-prem? And I'll go ahead and take that if you don't mind.
Yeah.
So we do host this on-prem. We do have the five physical servers that Trung mentioned that support the Redmond campus. We have approximately 60,000 users here in Redmond that are printing through those servers. And then beyond that, we have an additional 150 plus virtual machines that are used for locations in our U.S. field site locations, as well as all around the globe. We have not migrated yet to Azure, and unfortunately it's a little premature for us to talk about our Azure plans today, otherwise we'd be glad to share more about that, but we certainly have Azure in our sights and are looking to integrate there. Excellent. Again, any other questions that you might have, go ahead and post those in the chat window, and we'll continue to take those as well. So Trung, thinking about performance in general, you've talked about some of the things that you can do to clean up the print server, like removing ports. Do you have any other recommendations for how our customers would be able to achieve that impressive 99.998% server uptime? That's a really impressive statistic.
So on the performance, server uptime, spooler uptime, you have to keep like the ring driver very clear. Sometimes if you don't give the user the permission to download the driver, keep the ring driver on the server very clean, and also sometimes when they remove port, they have to really clear up the port and keep the server clear. And also you have to make sure when you do some testing like remediation, the application is very important too, because some application is causing a client spooler hand. So the error, if you want your customer happy, especially have the cut the headless call, you have to on the green driver. It's very important. A lot of people if they go to select line the bad green driver, it can count the client application fail. Then the user we call helpdesk, and also sometimes count the green server mismatch driver and maybe all the issue on the spooler. So we have to set up like some the rule. When you working with the admin on the green server, what the green driver they supposed to install, and most of the time they have to go a lot of validation before they decide what the green driver they need to use. Yeah.
Excellent. Great. Thank you so much. All right. So, how long do you keep the user's print jobs held for batch printing? That's a great question.
So we set up the on the job on the printer on the job we keep 72 hours. We look at like 48 hours, but we have some feedback from user because the people they send a job on the weekend, then they Monday they come back, they want to get the job. So that's when we move from 48 hours to 72 hours. That's the best practice when we get some feedback from our end user.
Excellent. And there's another question that came in. Can I print from a mobile device to any printer in the print solution, or does this require the cloud foundation? So today we're looking at mobile printing solutions, and we have not integrated those yet with our solution, but we're certainly, we have that on our roadmap, and we're looking at future deployment. We are looking at the cloud aspect as well. Certainly, that's a very compelling user scenario, as well as an administrative scenario. So that's certainly something that we're looking at actively with our solution. And does Microsoft enable SNMP V1, V2 on our printers? We use primarily universal and global drivers, which require this for bidirectional communication.
So at Microsoft, like we say, we on the printer on the bidirectional we support we use by standard TCP. We don't depend on the SNMP. I know universal ring driver from Bob Xerox and also Lesmark and HP. You have to have that be able to. You can check the status, but Microsoft, we are not use SNMP.
No. Okay, great. Excellent. While we're waiting for the additional questions to come in, we'd like to make sure that you take note of our website, microsoft.com/IT showcase. You can go there to see other content and courses focused on how Microsoft does IT, including upcoming webinars like this one, or other highly requested topics. And our recordings of our webinars are also available at this location. And today's webinar will also be available on demand within a couple of weeks. So any other questions that you might have with regards to today's discussion or topics pertaining to questions about how to manage your print environment, be sure to post those in the chat window, and we'll continue to take a look at those. So Trung, if a user has concerns about printing graphics, do you have any recommendations for best practices to support high-resolution graphics printing?
At Microsoft, like we have some demand on the graphics. For example, like Xbox team, Microsoft hardware team, they need to use some cloud, some kind of like the HP loader. We do some recommendation testing. We use the driver based on the loader from HP. So it's very 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 high scale for graphics, especially when they read in like cap for data RAM design. Some of the content they need very very high. So the graphics. if some the clutter, you want to make sure you have the driver. But it working, the driver working fine under Windows 2010 after we test it with HP. Yeah, we have some support that.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. So thank you very much for your time today. It looks like we've answered all of your questions. We certainly appreciate you joining us today from all around the globe to hear about how we do printing. Oh, we have another question that just came in. All right. We have some legacy XP clients. Will V4 class drivers ever support this, or are we out of luck?
No, V4, no, the V4 driver, they cannot support. I share with you, I test it, but basically it can do, it, on the V4 driver, in driver, they have in-hand pointing. However, it only works from Vista. It cannot work for Windows XP. So you have to, on the pin queue, you have to use, if you still have Windows XP, you have to use VT driver. So V4 driver, sorry, cannot work on the Windows XP.
Great.
Good question. We test it, we know that.
Excellent. And for our customers that might be looking to make upgrades from XP or Windows 7 to Windows 10, what would be some of the recommendations that you have for them as they're getting ready to make that move? You talked about Server 2012 R2 and how it's important, but are there things on the client side too that users can do to make that easier?
So you have to do, if your environment is still Windows 7, you can keep Windows 2008 R2. When you plan to move to Windows 8, that one, or maybe future Windows 10, then your print server, you can move from Windows 2008 R2 to Windows 2010 R2.
Right. And do you need to clean up anything on the client side in order to prepare for that migration?
No, basically we just tell you before you migration, you have to go some of the validation test with application, with the client. Especially in Microsoft, we still have mixed environment. We still support Windows 7. We support Windows 8.1, also Windows 10, dot food. So the era like NNA Enterprise, yes, when you plan to do renovation, make sure you can test client with application on your environment. Mm-hmm. That's the best practice we share with our customer.
Great. Excellent. Excellent. Do we have any other questions that have come in? All right. Excellent. Well, again, thank you very much for your time today. It's been a pleasure for Trung and I to share our experiences with you. I hope it's been valuable and entertaining, as well as very insightful and a good learning opportunity for you. Thank you again for your time today.
Thank you very much.